Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's COPO, I'm wondering if I'm the problem. Went, stopped at a coffee shop yesterday, ran into my neighbor. She had her order, was out the door before I even placed my order. She comes, I'm heading home. She comes up the driveway right behind me. Now I'm coming in. I have all my stuff from work, which I usually have 4 beverage containers on my way home from work anyways. And then I also stopped and got a coffee while I was there, had breakfast. So my arms are full. I can barely get the door open for myself. My neighbor's opening her hat. She looks like she's trying to bring groceries. And she makes a comment. No, it's fine. I didn't need any help anyways. Thanks for offering. Am I the jerk? Because I didn't say anything. I was like, my hands are also full.
All right, the lawyers have some questions.
Yeah, what did you say back to her?
I did not respond. I just pretended I didn't hear her.
You just pretended like your hearing is totally gone.
Well, I mean, I wear headphones all day.
As well as your ability to help her. I don't know. I think when it comes to neighbors, especially in the community you're living in, which is the higher...
retirement community.
The unofficial... The retired folks, yeah. So, I don't know. I guess, like, they're used... Did you even say hi to her or anything?
Hello? Oh, I said, like, long time no see. We literally just had an interaction at the coffee shop, next to our complex.
Okay. Was she joking, maybe?
She did not seem like she was joking.
How old-ish?
She's in her 50s, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, not, like, 80.
Well, but...
Have you helped her carry stuff in the past?
No.
Well... And you walked right past her.
With my own arms full.
Right, but like...
And here's the thing. She didn't ask for help. So it was not like I had a chance to turn it down. She just was upset that I didn't offer...
To help.
In the first place. She asked, okay, like, let me set my stuff down first. But I also didn't have time. I was like
a thought to help your neighbor? Did it even cross your mind or no? Like, I've got my stuff and you've got your stuff and I'm not going to help you with your stuff. Did it cross your mind?
She didn't offer to help me with my stuff. She didn't offer to help get the door. I can barely open the door. I'm struggling.
So that was either super passive aggressive.
It was, yeah.
Or she has a sense of humor that you're not tuned into and you didn't know how to read it. Because some people can say stuff with a completely straight face.
Yeah, like, no, there's a guy insist, here. Let me do it.
There's one of our sales people here who can say something right to my face and I don't know if he's serious or not. Right. They're like, Billy, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, after having a heart attack. So, court of opinion, 252-9233. Are you being a jerk, Hope? People are texting in already. You sure she wasn't talking to somebody inside her apartment?
No, we're in the garage.
So no way she was talking to somebody over your shoulder.
Unless she was on the phone with somebody, but we were the only two people in the garage. And it didn't look like she was on the phone.
All right, chime in, 252-9233.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
Talking about, I ran into my neighbor in my parking garage yesterday. I had a handful of stuff trying to get the door open. And she was upset that I didn't offer to help her bring her own things in. She made a comment. She goes, no, it's fine. I didn't need help anyways, as I have 4 coffees and a bag of food and my work bag and my purse. And I'm like barely getting the door open myself.
And we were wondering, are you the jerk? Because I don't know, for me, I would be devastated if my neighbor said that to me. I don't know why I take things like that, like, oh my gosh, if I'm not being neighborly or if I was rude and didn't even realize it, or I am the young one in this complex, for God's sake, I could run, put my things down, run back, help her. You know what I mean?
I would almost let it slide if she was like 80. She's in her 50s.
Yeah.
She's not frail, old lady. Can you help me with my groceries?
Right.
No.
I'll like I will go around a parking lot. If I see someone in a handicapped parking spot trying to load theirs, I'll just stop and put their groceries. Hey, let me help you. You know what I mean? So I probably would have noticed she was struggling anyways.
Well, but there was no struggling yet. She didn't have anything in her arms.
She just popped the hood.
Just popped the hood.
And you had already said hi to her at the coffee shop, right?
Well, and I said hi. I was like, oh, long time no see. I just ran into her at the coffee shop that I was at before coming home. She pulled in the driveway right behind me.
Okay.
It's like, long time no see.
Texters chiming in, 252-9233. Hope is not in the wrong. Presumptions of neighbors to assume anyone should be required to help her, especially since Hope had her own armload of stuff. How about the neighbor put her crap down and open the door for you?
go ahead. Hope.
Go ahead.
Hope, I would have done what you did. I would have ignored her comment. That's crazy. Or respond with a joke back at her. You're witty. You can come up with something funny.
Oh my God, you think I'm funny?
Oh boy.
Aww.